सर्वेभ्यः नमो नमः. Can everyone hear me?
सर्वेभ्यः नमो नमः.
नमो नमः आर्य भगिनी.
हरि ओम्. धन्यवादः. ओके, वी विल बिगिन. Okay. So today is our 15th day of Samskrita Bhasha Varkaha. Would anyone like to lead today's prathana?
Yes, I will. Go
ahead. M.B. Rao Mahodaya, go ahead.
Om Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunastu Sahaviryam Karavavahe तेजस्विना अवधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः. Would anyone like to read today's shlokah? Or subhashitam? Fatima Bhagini, can you read it again a little bit louder?
Namaste Bhagini, Jai Ram.
Oh, Namaste, Namaste Mahodaya. Fatima Bhagini, can you read the shloka once more, louder?
Louder?
Ambira Mahodaya, would you like to read the shloka?
Yeah. Tailat rakshet, jalat rakshet, rakshet sithala bandhanat, murkha hastena datavyam eva vadati pustakam.
Dhanyavadah. Can you read the parichedam?
Tailat from oil, rakshet protect me, jalat from water, sithala bandhanat from loose bonding, Murkha haste, in full sense, na, do not, Dataja should give, Vadati says, Pustakam Mukha.
Dhanyavada. So, do you have any idea what this shloka might be about?
You want the meaning?
Yes.
It is, you protect me from oil, from water, from loose bonding, and specially in full sense, do not give any control. That's what the book says.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, that's exactly what it is. So basically, it's from the point of view of a book, and the book is saying, well, please keep me safe from oil and water because it will ruin the book. And to handle the book with gently, because, you know, books are very delicate and they might fall apart. And basically, books are a symbol of knowledge, so it's important that we protect it. Okay, Samyak. So today's Patyakramaha, we will do Grihapatam and some Punasmaranam. And then we'll do the Shishta Charaha. And then we'll learn the Dvitiya Bhakti today. So, did anyone have any questions for...
Yeah, Navya Bhagni.
Yes.
I did not receive the homework and the recording. Is it that only I have not received or you have not sent?
I sent out the recording and homework. I think it's just you. Have you been getting the other emails for the
other? Yeah. I have been receiving every day week so far. Only last week I have not received, so I was just wondering whether there is something wrong with me.
Okay. Maybe it's just lost in the... other email, so if you
go back
and search
for it, I'll check it,
Dhanyavada. Okay. So did anyone have any questions, specific questions about the Grihapatam? If not, then we're just going to review Saptami Bhakti again. Okay. So remember that Saptami Bhakti, for Pullingam, Ramaha becomes Rame, Vanam becomes Vane. Ikaratha Strilingam. Nadi becomes Nadyam. And then Lata becomes Latayam. So remember that these mean like in or on. So Saha becomes Tasmin. Sa becomes Tasyam. Tat becomes Tasmin. And then same thing would be for Esha, Esha, Etasmin. And then Kaha would become Kasmin. Ka becomes Kasyam. And Kim becomes Kasmin. Okay, so make sure you write all of these down. Okay? Amira Maria, can you stay on mute? There's a little bit echo.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're done. So remember that in this example, Chashakaha Asti, and then there's Jalam Asti. So basically saying that the glass is there and the water is there. Chashake Jalam Asti means in the glass, the water is there. So on the right side, we have Kupi Asti and Mashi Asti. Kupyam Mashi Asti. Okay. So on the left side, Kaksha Asti, class is there, and Chatraha Santi. So Chatraha is Bahuvachanam. Kakshayam Chatraha Santi. And then for Napumstakalingam, Vimanam Asti. Vimanam is flight. And then Yatrikaha Santi, which means Bahuvachanam for passengers. And then Vimane Yatrikaha Santi. So in the flight, there are passengers. Okay, so I'll call on you and you can answer the questions. So, Narasimhamurthy Mahodaya?
Yes. Vishwanatha Mandire Kutra Asti.
Mm-hmm. The answer's in the brackets.
Vishwanatha Mandiram.
So you have to change Kashi.
Mandiram, okay.
You have to change Kashi.
Kutra Asti.
Mm-hmm.
So Vishwanatha Mandire Kashi.
No, Vishwanatha Mandiram. And then Kashi is the place, right? So Kashi, you have to change that to Saptami Bhakti. It's in Kashi.
Kashyam.
Mm-hmm.
Vishwanatha Mandire Kashyam Asti.
Vishwanatha Mandiram Asti.
Kashyam Asti.
Samyak. Okay. Riya Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Mashi Kutra Asti, Mashi Lekhani Asti.
Can you try again?
Mashi Kutra Asti, Mashi Lekhani Asti.
Mashi, would it be Lekhani?
Yeah.
You have to change Lekhani.
Lekhani.
Nadi becomes Nadyam, so Lekhani becomes
Mashi Lekhanyam Asti.
Samyak. Mashi Lekhanyam Asti. Very good. Chitra Bhagini.
Kalankaha Kutra Asti. Kalankaha Shatikayam Asti.
Samyak. Pratima Bhagini?
Abharanam Kutra Asti. Abharanam Nasikayam Asti.
Jairam Mahodaya?
Uh, अङ्गुल्याकम् अङ्गुलीयकं कुत्र अस्ति? अङ्गुलीयकम् अङ्गुल्याम् अस्ति.
सम्यक् सम्यक्. शान्ति भगिनी,
विद्युत् पेटिका कुत्र अस्ति? विद्युत् पेटिका घण्टीयाम् अस्ति.
घट्यां
अस्ति. घट्याम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. जयश्री भगिनी,
भोजनं स्थालिका, भोजनं स्थालिकायाम् अस्ति.
गुड्. हौ डु यू आस्क् द क्वश्चन्?
भोजनं कुत्र अस्ति?
यस्. एण्ड् भोजनं स्थालिकायां. सम्यक् सम्यक्. पवन् महोदय,
पात्रं कुत्र अस्ति? पात्रं कपाटिकायाम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. वेङ्कट् महोदय,
पर्णानि कुत्र अस्ति? पर्णानि
अस्ति.
न, सोरि, पर्णानि कुत्र सन्ति? पर्णानि लतायां सन्ति.
सम्यक्, बहु सम्यक्.
धन्यवादः.
अभ्यासपुस्तकं in page 24 of the Abhyasa Pustakam. So we just have to fill in the blanks. So the first one says kutra pustakam asti, or pustakam kutra asti, and then in the brackets we have syutah, it will become syute pustakam asti. Okay, so Kati, anybody? She was here, but she's gone. Okay. M.B. Rao Mohde, can you do Granthalaya?
Yes. Kutra Pustakam Asti. Pustakam Granthalaya Asti.
Samyak. Riya Bhagini?
आपणः कुत्र अस्ति?
द क्वश्चन् इस् कुत्र पुस्तकम् अस्ति, पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति?
ओके, सो कुत्र आपणः अस्ति?
नो, वर् जस्ट् द आपणः वुड् बि द आन्सर्. द क्वश्चन् इस् पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति?
ओके, कुत्र पुस्तकम् अस्ति? आपणः पुस्तकम् आपन् वेट् आपन् यः
आपणे
आपणे पुस्तकम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. वट् इस् पुस्तकं मीन्?
बुक्.
गुड्. एण्ड् वट् इस् आपणः मीन्?
Okay, shop. So the book is in the shop.
Yes, correct. Samyak. Okay, Chitra Bhagini?
Haste pustakam asti. The Samyak. Book is in the hand.
Samyak. Pratima Bhagini? Can you do next section?
Balakah asti. Balakah gruhe asti.
Can you do the next one too? Nagaram?
Balakah nagare asti.
Samyak. Balakah nagare asti. Shanti Bhagini?
Balakah chitra mandire asti. Hello?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Balakah chitra mandire asti. बालकः उपहारगृहे अस्ति.
सम्यक्. कुत्र बालकः अस्ति? बालकः चित्रमन्दिरे अस्ति. बालकः उपाहारगृहे अस्ति. भगिनी, वाट् डस् चित्रमन्दिरं मीन्? दीन
Can I say?
Yes.
Am I supposed to say? Sorry.
This is...
Yeah, it means a movie theater.
Samyak. Samyak, Shanti Bhagini. Shanti Bhagini, what does Upahara Gruham mean?
Restaurant.
Samyak. Samyak. Dhanyavada Hai Chitra Bhagini. And Shanti Bhagini. Okay. Jayashi Bhagini, the next section.
Panjalika Kutra Asti. पाञ्जालिका उत्पीठिकायाम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. किं डु नेक्स्ट् वन्? कपाटिका.
पाञ्जालिका कपाटिकायाम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. कौन् महोदय?
पेटिकायां पाञ्जालिका अस्ति.
सम्यक्. वेङ्कट् महोदय?
पाञ्जालिका निधानिकायाम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. सो कपाटिका मीन्स् कबर्ड् एण्ड् पेटिका मीन्स्
बाक्स्
बाक्स् एण्ड् निधानिका मीन्स् शेल्फ्. सम्यक्. ओके. अमिरा महोदय,
मन्दिरं कुत्र अस्ति? मन्दिरं काश्या अस्ति. काश्यां मन्दिरम् अस्ति.
सम्यक्. Can you do the next one?
Ujjainyam mandiram asti. Puryam mandiram asti. Jagannathayam mandiram asti. Kanyakumariyam mandiram asti.
Puryam Jagannath asti.
Puryam Jagannath asti. Oh, okay. Puryam Jagannath asti. This sequence of the word does not matter whether I say Kutra mandiram asti or mandiram Kutra asti. Both are same.
Yeah, they're both same, but when we speak, you say Mandiram Kutra Asti, but if you keep as Kutra Mandiram Asti, that's 100% correct.
Okay.
Does it not change the Karta and Karam into
no.
changing?
No.
For instance, when we say Kutra Panchalika Asti, and we say the doll is on the table, and it, or we say the table on the table the doll is, or on the table there is a doll, something like that, right? Will it not change the vibhakti then? Karta becomes karam and karam becomes karta. Does it not happen that way?
No. No.
I think, yeah, that's... I think, Kavya Bhagini, for that yeah. matter, even if we say Asti Kutra Mandiram, even
that would be correct.
Be correct, right?
Yeah, that would be correct.
I mean, the any permutation or combination of these words would still be the same, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you like reach lokas, usually they're all mixed up, right? Mm-hmm. And then some of these subhashitam are all mixed up, but they're all correct.
Yeah,
even though they're a little bit mixed up.
Yeah, I think that is one of the beauty of Sanskrit, I think.
Yep, exactly. Good question.
But probably for understanding, it is Pustakam Kutra Asti looks better than Asti Pustakam Kutra.
Yeah, yeah. When you're speaking, like, daily, like, normally you would just say Panchalika Kutra Asti and so forth, so on. Okay, good question. Okay. So let's review the Avasaraha. So you can unmute yourself and then we'll start from Buddha Avasaraha, middle of the week. Hopefully it's not chaotic. Okay. Buddha Avasaraha, Guru Avasaraha, Shukra. शुक्रवासरः, शनिवासरः, रविवासरः, सोमवासरः, मङ्गलवासरः. ओके, So what does Budhavasara here, Budhavasara mean? Chitra Bhagini?
Wednesday?
Good. Guruvasara?
Thursday.
Shukravasara?
Friday.
Shanivasara?
Saturday.
Ravivasara?
Sunday.
Somavasara?
Monday.
Amangalavasara?
Tuesday.
Samyak. Pratima Bhagini? अद्य शनिवासरः श्वः कः वासरः
श्वः रविवासरः
सम्यक् अद्य गुरुवासरः श्वः कः वासरः
श्वः शुक्रवासरः
अद्य सोमवासरः ह्यः कः वासरः
मङ्गलवासरः
अद्य सोमवासरः ह्यः कः वासरः ह्यः यस्टर्डे
ह्यः रविवासरः
आम् सम्यक् सो श्वः मीन्स् टुमारो एण्ड् ह्यः मीन्स् यस्टर्डे ओके शान्ति भगिनी अद्य शुक्रवासरः परश्वः कः वासरः
अद्य शुक्रवासरः परश्वः रविवासरः
सम्यक् अद्य शनिवासरः परह्यः कः वासरः
परह्यः गुरुवासरः
सम्यक् अद्य मङ्गलवासरः परह्यः कः वासरः
परह्यः रविवासरः
सम्यक् सो परश्वः मीन्स् डे आफ्टर् टुमारो एण्ड् परह्यः मीन्स् अ डे बिफोर् यस्टर्डे सम्यक् जयश्री भगिनी आर् यु देर् अस्ति वा सो यु गेटिङ्ग् द हार्ड् वन् अद्य शनिवासरः प्रपरश्वः कः वासरः
मङ्गलवासरः
सम्यक् अद्य गुरुवासरः परश्वः कः वासरः
मङ्गलवासरः
अद्य गुरुवासरः परश्वः कः वासरः
परश्वः ओके बुधवासरः
न
ओके शुक्रवासरः
दिनेसे सारी प्रपरश्वः सो टुडे इस् गुरुवासरः टुडे इस् थर्स्डे व्हाट डे विल बी
रविवासरः
आम् रविवासरः सम्यक् ओके एकनिमिषम् क्षम्यताम् जयश्री भगिनी सो अद्य सोमवासरः प्रपरह्यः कः वासरः
शुक्रवासरः
सम्यक् अद्य बुधवासरः परश्वः प्रपरश्वः कः वासरः
शनिवासरः
सम्यक् सम्यक् भगिनि सो प्रपरश्वः मीन्स् डे आफ्टर् टुमारो एण्ड् प्रपरह्यः मीन्स् अ डे बिफोर् यस्टर्डे ओके
सम्यक्
ओके ओके सो दीस् आर् सम् क्वश्चन्स् रिमेम्बर् देट् कदा मीन्स् वेन् ओके सो पवन् महोदय भवान् कदा उत्तिष्ठति
भवान् कदा उत्तिष्ठति अहं षट्वादने उत्तिष्ठामि
सम्यक् 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 ओके वेङ्कट्महोदय न रिया भगिनी भवत्याः विद्यालयः कदा आरम्भं करोति?
अहं विद्यालयः
ओके मम विद्यालयः
मम विद्यालयः
You can tell me
wait, mama with
anytime.
Wait.
On the clock.
Sapa dasapta vadanam asti.
Okay.
Karoti.
Sapada Saptavadanam, how would you change that to Saptami Bhakti?
Sapada Saptavadane.
Samyak. Sapada Saptavadane Arambam.
Karoti.
Karomi.
Karomi.
Samyak. So she's saying that her school starts at 7:15. Samyak. Okay. भवत्याः विद्यालयः कस्मिन् मासे आरम्भं करोति?
I didn't understand.
So, what month does your school start? Just say, like, July मासे or September मासे or January
Wait.
Shukravase. I'm asking for the month.
Oh, month. Okay.
Mama Vidyalayaha.
Mama Vidyalayaha.
What month does it start?
April.
So, April. So, if you have April Masaha, what would that become? Masaha becomes?
Mase.
Yes. So, Mama Vidyalayaha, April Mase, Arambham.
Karoti. Karomi.
Karomi. Samyak Bhagini.
No, should it not be Karoti?
Karoti.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Vidyalayaha, the school starts at Akshamyatam. So, Bhavatyaha, Mama Vidyalayam, Mama Vidyalayaha, April Mase, Arambam Karoti, because the school is starting, not her.
Akshamyatam. Yeah.
Okay. जयराम महोदय भवान् कदा मन्दिरं गच्छति
अहम् अष्टवादने मन्दिरं गच्छामि
सम्यक् ओके कः कस्मिन् वासरे भवान् गच्छति
अहं शुक्रवासरे मन्दिरं गच्छामि
सम्यक् ओके वेङ्कट् महोदय
गुरुदर्शनं कदा पश्यति दूरदर्शनं शुक्रवासरे पश्यति
ओके सः और अथवा वेङ्कट् महोदयः दूरदर्शनं शुक्रवासरे पश्यति सम्यक् और आन्सर्स् इन् द राइट साइड टू यू कैन से विरामकाले बट आई डोंट थिंक यू हैव अ लीव डे ओके or summer holidays. Okay, samyak. So does everyone understand Saptami Bhakti and Vasaraha? Any questions? Okay. So next we'll learn the Shishtacharaha. Okay, I need two volunteers to read this small story.
Two volunteers. I can try.
Okay, Riya Bhagini and another Indira. Volunteer.
Indira
Mother, Samyak. Okay. Indira Mother, you can be the person one, and yeah. Riya Bhagini can be person two.
Oh. So, Hari Om Suprabhatam. Namaste, Sriman, Swagatam, Agachantu, Horshatu.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mahodaya, you read both of, you read her line too.
Okay.
You just say one line, yeah.
Harihi Om Suprabhatam.
Samyak.
Namaste, Sriman, Swagatam, Agachantu, Upavashatu.
Upavishatu.
Dhanyavadaha.
Sarvam kushalam va?
Aam kushalam. Bhavan etat pustakam svikaroto.
Katham asti etat pustakam?
Samichinam asti. Bhavan api patato.
Astu. Anantaram pathami.
Anantaram.
Anantaram pathami.
Aham gachami.
Tishtatu paniyam svikarotu.
Shantavyam mastu. Shamyatam mastu.
Kinshit svikarotu.
Astu, dhanyavadaha.
Sharkara adhika asti kil.
Chinta mastu. Aham agachami namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha.
Samyak. Samyak. So basically, this is a very small conversation between two people. So Harihi Om Suprabhatam. So Harihi Om, I say it before class, which means hello, and then Suprabhatam means good morning. Everyone can say on mute now. Okay. And then Namaste Sriman. So Sriman is just another way of saying sir. And then Swagatam, welcome. Agachatu, remember it's command or imperative. So Agachatu is Lot Lakaraha. Agachatu, Agachati becomes Agachatu, Upavichatu. So come and please take a seat. And then the other person says Danyavadaha, means thank you. And then they ask, Sarvam kushalam va. So yes, is everything okay? Everyone can share mute. Okay. Amira Mahoday, can you share mute please?
You want me to read it?
No, just stay on mute. Mute.
Oh.
Okay. Sarvam kushalam va, is everything well? And then the other person says, Aam kushalam, bhavan etat pustakam svikarotu. So take this book, svikaroti becomes svikarotu. And katham asti etat pustakam. So basically, how is this book? And then samichinam, which means good. And then bhavan api patatu. So api means also, patatu means to read. You should also read this book. Astu anantaram patami. Anantara means some other time. Patami means I will read. Aham gachami, I will go. Tishtatu paniyam svikarotu. So paniyam, I'm not sure what it is. Maybe fruit juice or a water drink, something like that. So paniyam svikarotu. Tishtatu means to wait. And then other person says, I'm confused at this point, who's who. But the other person says, Kshamyatam Mastu. So Kshamyatam means, I'm sorry. So last class, at the end of class, I was saying Kshamyatam because I went over my time limit. So Kshamyatam means sorry. And then Mastu means no. We learned before Mastu in the other small story with the tea and the waiter,
a few pages back
with the Pariyaptam and Avashyakam, we did that small story. So in that we had the Shaptakosha, we had the vocabulary Mastu, and then they say Kinchit Svikarotu. So Kinchit means take a little bit, Svikarotu. And then other person says Asu, okay, Danyavadaha. Sharkara adhika asti kila, and then sharkara is, so basically they're saying, isn't there too much sugar? So when you're speaking, you can say kila or kalu. So it's kind of, I don't even know how to say it in English. It's kind of like, isn't that so? Kila or kalu. Asti kalu or asti kila, they're both same. And then Chinta Masu means don't worry. And then the person drinks Pibati. Aham Agachami Namaskaraha. So I'll come back soon. Namaskaraha. Namaskaraha. So below here are some of the Shabdakoshaha with some simple greetings that we can use every day. Very simple. Any questions?
Wouldn't it have been natural to say Sharkara, Adhika, Aptiva, and Vaikila?
Because he's not asking a question. He knows that there's too much sugar in it. So he's like, there's a lot of sugar in there, right? Like, saying like, right. Sharkara, Adhika, Asti, Kalu, or Kila? You know, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Is it a question?
You say.
Is it a question?
And like, am I right? Type. It's not. Yeah, it is a question in a way. Yeah, it is a question.
Am I saying?
Then I thought Kim should have been there in the killer. Sharkara Adhika Asti Kim.
So he's not asking.
Killer is.
He's just taking it and asking. Yes, is it
too much?
Isn't there too much sugar?
Is it too much sugar?
Yeah, isn't that too much sugar? Like,
isn't that?
Yeah, isn't that?
Sugar is more, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a confirmation.
It's not a question.
It's not a question.
If you were to say,
it's a question.
It's a question, but it wouldn't be like Sharkara Adhika Asti Va. It's not asking, is there a lot of sugar?
It's a rhetorical question.
Yes. There we go. Vagini got it. The rhetorical question. Yeah. So basically, you don't expect an answer back.
There is an exclamation mark. It is not a question. It is just a statement. Exclamation mark is there.
Mahadeya, do you understand? Andhra Mahadeya?
Is it clear? Hindi, we would say probably.
No, but it should be only a question mark, not exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
in a real conversation, you will definitely ask for courtesy's sake, is there more sugar? It is a real conversation, not rhetorical conversation. In real conversation, you will ask definitely that is there more sugar. So I thought Sharkara Adhika Astiva or Astikim. But okay, Kila might be another alternative. Dhanyavada.
I think here that both of them are drinking it and whoever is offering
No, she is offering.
No, she is offered it. She's also having it and then after tasting, she feels that there is too much sugar.
No.
She's asking, you know, conversation.
From the conversation, it doesn't look so. Anyway, let's not spend more time. Let's proceed.
Dhanyavada. Good questions. But when you, if you listen to more daily conversations in Sanskritam, then you'll see that people use Kila and Kalu. Okay.
Both are okay. Same, Kila and Kalu?
Yeah, they're both same.
And they are equivalent to Va?
No, they're not equivalent to Va.
So where do you use Va, where do you use Kila, Kalu?
Kila and Kalu is when you know that something is there. Like, that's where Bhagini says rhetorical. Rhetorical meaning you don't expect an answer back. Okay, okay, Mother, you'll understand more.
Okay, 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 dhanyavaad.
Okay. Okay, I'll take things back to the PowerPoint. Shishtacharaha. And okay, and then now we're going to Dvitiya Vibhakti, which should be direct object or accusative. So here, Balika asti, and then Vidyalayaha asti. Balika Vidyalayam gachati. Balika Vidyalayam gachati. She goes to the school. So Vidyalayaha, which is pullingam, would become Vidyalayam. Okay, Balika Vidyalayam gachati. And then the question is, Mahila kim karoti? Mahila pustakam pathati. Shaya asti. Shaya is mattress. Pustakam. Oh, shayana. Mahila asti. Pustakam asti. Mahila pustakam pathati. Mahila pustakam pathati. So if you're napumsakalingam, so pustakam would say pustakam in Dvitiya Vibhakti. When it's direct object, pustakam stays the same. So napumsakalingam, it would stay the same. Patram would be patram, parnam would be parnam, and so forth. And then this one, Mahila kutra upavishati, Mahila shayayam upavishati. So shayayam here is saptami vibhakti. So kutra here is shayayam. Okay.
Kavya Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes.
Why won't it become Shaya? Oh, yeah.
Shayam.
Shayam, yeah. Like,
why wouldn't it be
Saptami Vibhakti?
Because direct object means to or the. So the girl reads the book. Or if you say, like, the girl goes to the store. So you say Mahila Aparnam Gachati. Here it would be on top. So on top would be Saptami Bhakti. On or in would be Saptami Bhakti. So Mahila Shayayam Upavishati.
Kavya Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes, yes, Mahoday.
Here Pustakam, there is a Anuswaram there. Here we have written Pustakam, expanded that one.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Any difference?
Yeah. So if Pustakam here is by itself, there's no word after Pustakam. It's not in a sentence. So there's no word after Pustakam. So the im, it would stay out like this. You have to write the ma out like this. If there's another word like asti, if there's another word that starts with swaraha or swaraha, then you would have to, then it would also be im out. So say, for example, there was pustakam asti, this im would be out like this. But here, it is...
You mean it is a vyanjana there?
Yeah, since it's a consonant here, you have to put a dot. Whenever the next word starts with a consonant, you have to put a dot on top, okay, instead of writing this out. Okay.
Thank you.
Good question. Okay. And then next one, Janataha.
If it is over, you do not put it.
Over.
The next word, you said if it is consonant, you will put it the vyanjana. if the next word is a oval, that is akaram or something like that, then you do not put that vyanjana up and you still keep that pustakam?
If it's a vowel after, then...
Then?
You have to write it out. You have to write out the mark. You don't put the dot.
Okay.
So if it's pustakam asti, the a is a swara, right? So that's why you have to write out this mark.
Okay.
Pustakam, no dot for that.
Okay.
Only consonants, you put a dot.
Then you are.
Good. Okay. So, here, putri asti, janakaha asti, janakaha kim karoti, janakaha putrim alingati. You can't have janakaha and putri alingati because that wouldn't make sense. Janakaha, it will be like just naming out janakaha and then daughter and hug. It would be like father, daughter, hug. The father hugs the daughter. So, janakaha putrim alingati. Okay? So, putri becomes putrim. Ikaranta strilingam, putri becomes putrim.
Bhagini, if we were to write, putri kim karoti? Hello?
Yeah, putri kim karoti? Putri janakam alingati.
Janakam.
Yep. It doesn't matter who's hugging who, right?
So I just wanted to know what is the janakam.
Yep, that would be correct. Okay. Mahila asti. Mahila kim dharayati. What is she wearing? Mahila shatikam dharayati. The wearing the sari. So shatika, which is akaranta strilingam, would become shatikam. Okay? Shatikam. And then this one. Ka pashyati. Mahila pashyati. Mahila kim pashyati. Mahila patalam pashyati. So patalaha is akaranta pullingaha. Patalaha becomes patalam. So mahila patalam pashyati. Kim pashyati patalam pashyati. And this one's the same thing. Kaha khadati chitroshtraha khadati. Chitroshtraha kim khadati. Chitroshtraha parnam khadati. So chitroshtraha means giraffe. Chitroshtraha parnam khadati. So parnam, since napumstakalingam, it would just stay the same for direct object with the other.
Suppose if the parnas are plural, it will still be patram khadati?
Yeah, parnam khadati. Yeah, it will be parnani. In Bahuvachanam, it will still say the same.
Oh, dhanyavad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Kaha nayati. Purushaha nayati. The man brings. Purushaha kim nayati. Purushaha asandam nayati. So generally, when you ask a Dutiya Bhakti question, you just say kim. Even though it's napumstakalingam. So purushaha asandam nayati. Asandaha, which is chair, pullingam will become asandam. Okay?
Why is it not on? And
because he's carrying the chair.
So if you want to say like upavishati, we will say asande.
Yes. You would say purushaha asande upavishati.
Thanks.
And then kaha arohati purushaha arohati. Purushaha kim arohati. Purushaha sopanam arohati. So sopanam means steps. So sopanam is also napumstakalingam. It will stay the same. Sopanam, sopanam. Okay. And then now we have the sarvanam padam. So kaha nayati, anjaneyaha nayati. Anjaneyaha kam nayati, anjaneyaha parvatam nayati. So so far we've been seeing kim, kim, kim. But to be specific, kaha would become kam in Dvitiya Bhakti. Okay? So kaha, the kaha become kam. So the kam, it's referring to the parvatam. Parvataha, pullingam, will become parvatam. Okay. Kaha pashyati, bidalaha pashyati. Bidalaha, kam pashyati, bidalaha, mushakam pashyati. Bidalaha, tam pashyati. So here, mushakaha, and then the question form will be kam pashyati, and the kam is referring to the mushakam. Saha becomes tam. Bidalaha is looking at him. Him. So for him, we say tam.
Kaya bhagini. Pa is consonant. Moshakam pashyati, pa is consonant. So that dot should not be there. It should be moshakam with ma in the next letter. Because pa is consonant. Bidalaha moshakam pashyati.
No, consonants you put the dot. For vowels.
Okay.
And if it's by itself, then you write the ma up.
Okay. Then you are.
Yeah. Okay. So here, Chandi Bhagini mentioned a little bit before. We have we learned before the Kartrupadam and then the Kriyapadam. So Kartrupadam, remember, is the subject, and then Kriyapadam is the verb. So Kartrupadam here would be Bidalaha and Pashyati. In Bidalaha, Mushakam Pashyati, which is the full sentence without Sarvanam Padam. Bidalaha is the Kartrupadam, the subject, and Pashyati would be the Kriyapadam. And then for Dvitiya Bhakti, we say Karma Padam. Karma Padam is the object that is being acted on. So Bidalaha Mushakam Pashyati. So Mushakam, since in Dvitiya Bhakti, it would be Karma Padam. So when you ask Karma Padam Kim or Kam, it would be Mushakam. Mushakam is the Karma Padam. Okay. So Kaha Pathayati, Shikshakaha Pathayati. Shikshakaha Kam Pathayati, Shikshakaha Patham Pathayati. So, Chitra Bhagini, what would be, in Shikshakaha Patham Patayati, what would be the Kartrupadam, the subject?
Shikshakaha.
What would be the Kriyapadam, the verb?
Patayati.
And what would be the Karma Padam?
Patham.
Samyak, Samyak Bhagini. So, Dvitiya Bhakti is very easy. All you have to do is just add the im at the end. Next is Kaha Milati. Milati means to meet. So Kaha Milati, Anjaneyaha Milati. Anjaneyaha Kam Milati, Anjaneyaha Sitam Milati. So here the Ka would become Kam. Sitam would be in Dvitiya Bhakti. If it wasn't in Dvitiya Bhakti, then it would be just naming things. It would just be like Anjaneyaha Sita. It has to be Sitam Milati. So Ka becomes Kam in this. Pratima Bhagini, what is the Kartrupadam in Anjaneyaha Sita Milati? What would be the Kartrupadam? Pratima Bhagini?
Anjaneyaha.
Samyak. What would be the Kriyapadam?
Anjaneya is Kartrupadam, Sita is Karma Padam, and Milati is Kriyapadam.
Samyak Bhagini, Bahu Samyak. Very easy. Next one is Saha Churikam Nishyati. So Nishyati means to sharpen. So Saha Tam Nishyati. So churika is strilingam, and then to say he cuts it, I guess, in English, because a knife, it would sa becomes tam. Okay, very easy. And then we have kaha api nakshatram nodayati. Oh, this is supposed to be a question. Kaha api etat nodayati. So here nakshatram would become etat. So tat nakshatram in napumsakalingam stays the same. So etat becomes etat, and tat stays the same as tat. Kaha nodayati, kaha etat nodayati, kaha etat nodayati, you know, like that. So nodayati means to press the stars. Nakshatram means stars. So these two should be questions, because kaha. Api means also. Okay. So those were the sarvanama padam and the nama padam. And then next we have bhavati and bhavan. So aham bhavantam pashyami. Aham bhavantam pashyami. So bhavan becomes bhavantam. And aham bhavatim pashyami. Aham bhavatim pashyami. So bhavati becomes bhavatim. Very easy. All you have to do is add the im at the end. Okay? Samyak. So this is pretty much the notes or recap of Dvitiya Bhakti. So you all can write this down. I'll give you a few minutes or a few seconds to write this down. Did everyone copy down before in the other slides? Does anyone need more time? Okay, so
you should,
I guess,
copy down when you send the recording again.
Okay.
We'll save some time now.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be reviewing that to do our study.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm going to Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay. So these are some places. We have Vidyalayaha, Granthalayaha, Devalayaha, and so on. So the first example says, Chitram Drishtva Udaharanam. Udaharanam. Chitram Drishtva Udaharanam Drishtva Tadrishani Vakhyani Likhatu. So after looking at the pictures, after looking at the example, write sentences that are like those. Okay, so Shanti Bhagini, can you read the Udaharanam? Shanti Bhagini? Astiva? Okay. Jayashree Bhagini?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Shanti Bhagini, can you read the Udaharanam?
Mama Mitram Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Samyak. So Mama Mitram Vidyalayam Gacchati. What would be the Kartrupadam?
Mitram.
And what would be the Kriyapadam?
Kriyapadam is Gacchati.
And the Karmapadam?
Vidyalayam.
Samyak. Samyak. Okay, can you make another sentence using the second one? You can use Mama Mitram if you want.
Yeah. Mama Mitram Granthalayam Gacchati.
The next one?
Mama Mitram Devalayam Gacchati.
Jayashree Bhagini, can you do the next three? Can you use something other than Mama Mitram?
I have to use the same mama mitram.
No, you can use something else. Please use something else.
Kadyalim.
Any relative. Or no? Even you. Anything.
I'm not sure.
You can even say aham.
Yeah, you can say aham.
Aham karyalayam gachati.
Would be gachati.
Gachami.
Aham. Aham karyalayam gachami. Next one.
Aapanaha. Aham. Aapanam.
Aapanam.
Aapanam. Gachami.
Samyak. So aapanaha becomes aapanam because you are going to the store. So the store is a direct object. Samyak. The
Aham rail sthanagam. Gachami.
Samyak. Samyak. One more there. Last three.
Saha chitra mandiram gachati. Bhavan udyanam gachati.
Samyak.
Eshah pradarshani. Pradarshanim. Gachati.
Eshah
pradarshanim gachati.
Samyak. Eshah pradarshanim gachati. Well, samyak. So does anyone have any questions on Dvitiya Vibhakti? Okay. So remember that when we say kutra, sometimes we can use Sapta Vibhakti or we can use Dvitiya Vibhakti depending on what the verb is and what the context of the question is. So, for example, when we say like Asandaha Kutra Asti, you have to say Asandaha Gruhe Asti. You wouldn't say Asandaha Gruham Asti. That would be wrong. But in these examples, you can say like Bhavan Kutra Gachati, you have to say Aham Udyanam Gachami or Aham Aparnam Gachami. I'm going to the store. Okay, so for Kutra, it's a little bit. It depends on the context.
Yeah, the vibhakti changes if it is asanam, asandam. Because it would be in the house, it would not be a karma padam. It would not be dvitiya vibhakti, it would be saptami vibhakti there, right?
Yeah, asandaha, gruhe, asti.
So gruhe would be saptami vibhakti and not necessarily the dvitiya vibhakti.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So kutra, it can go two ways. You can go the dvitiya vibhakti way, or you can go the Saptami Bhakti. Okay. Samyak. Okay. So, we will move on. We're going to read a katha. Everyone loves kathas. Okay, so I left off that Parma there. Jayaraman Mahadeya, can you read the title and then ask?
Ambani. Vidyalayah.
Sami. Vidyalayah. Okay. You can read just three sentences.
Okay. Eshah asmakam vidyalayah. Asmakam vidyalayah vishalah asti. Atra panchashatam chatra patanti.
Samyak. Okay. So eshah asmakam vidyalayah eshah vidyalayah asmakam is our, so that would be shashti vibhakti of vayam. Asmakam vidyalayah vishalah asti, so vishalah means big. So remember that vishalah is an adjective, so it would have to be the same vibhakti and vachanam of vidyalayah. So since vidyalaya is pullingam, it would also be vishalaha would also be pullingam. So asmakam vidyalaya vishalaha asti. Atra panchashatam chatraha patanti. So panchashatam Jaramade, how much is panchashatam? Jayaraman Mahodaya?
50, 50. 50,
so...
Panchashatam. So... Chatra students.
So they're saying that the school is very big, but there's only 50 students that study there. So, must be a very nice school.
Okay. Isn't it 500?
Oh, sorry, sorry, 500. Panchashatam. Shatam, 100. Panchashatam is...
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Panchashat
is 50.
Yes.
Right, right. Pancha. Thanks for the correction. Thank you.
Okay. Kinchita. So we have Bhavana Bhagini. Am I pronouncing it right? Can you hear me? Okay. Venkat Mahodaya, can you read the next three lines?
Vidyalayasya bhavanam sundaram. Vidyalayah parvatasya upari asti. Vidyalayasya vamataha udyanam asti.
Samya. So, vidyalayasya bhavanam sundaram. So, Venkat Mahodaya, in this sentence, what would be the karma padam? Dvitiya bhakti. In vidyalayasya bhavanam sundaram.
The karma padam will be...
What is in dvitiya bhakti?
Bhavan.
Bhavanam, exactly.
Bhavanam.
So, bhavanam is actually napumsakalingam, but it would stay the same. So, bhavanam. So, vidyalayasya bhavanam sundaram asti. Kasya bhavanam sundaram asti?
Vidyalayasya bhavanam sundaram asti.
Samyak Mahodaya. And vidyalayah parvatasya upari asti. Kasya upari asti?
Parvatasya upari asti.
Samyak. So parvataha?
It is on the top of the mountain.
Yes. So the school is on top of the mountain. So vidyalayasya vamataha udyanam asti. So vamataha means left side. So
God, what is vamataha?
Left side. Vamataha is left
side. Left side.
I'm trying to see where the garden is. Okay, so there's a small garden over here. So vidyalayasya vamataha udyanam asti.
Samya Bhagini, what is right side?
Dakshinataha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Himanshu Mahodaya, swagatam. Swagatam. Do you know where we are?
I'm Bhagini.
Okay, can you read the next three? Okay, until the end, so three sentences.
दक्षिणतः अपि उद्यानम् अस्ति. विद्यालयस्य पुरतः ध्वजस्तम्भः अस्ति. विद्यालयस्य पृष्ठतः वृक्षाः सन्ति.
सम्यक्. सो दक्षिणतः. नो, इट्स ओके.
दक्षिणतः, इज इट नॉट साउथ?
दक्षिणतः इज आल्सो साउथ, बट इट कैन आल्सो मीन राइट टू.
आई थिंक इट्स लाइक साउथ ऑफ लेफ्ट, व्हिच इज राइट.
या, दक्षिणा इज साउथ, बट इट कैन आल्सो मीन राइट. So dakshinataha api udyanam asti. So here in the picture, there's the gardens on both sides. Ubayataha. Ubayataha means both sides. So dakshinataha api udyanam asti. Vidyalayasya purataha dvajastambaha asti. So in front of the school, there is a flagpole. And vidyalayasya prishtataha vrikshaha santi. So purataha means front, and prishtataha means back. So according to this picture, in the front, purataha, we can see the flagpole, and then behind, there are trees, and the parvataha. But I don't see the...
Purataha means outside. Hmm? Because if I... Purataha means outside, I think, right? I mean,
purataha is front side.
Agrataha. Purva, it comes from Purva.
Purataha means front.
Front.
But yeah, puratha bahihi means outside.
Okay.
Bahihi means outside. Puratha means front.
It should come from the root word of purva, right? Before.
Yeah, it probably does. Pura and a purataha. So purataha is means front, and a prishtataha means behind. So me. Riya Bhagini, can you read the next three sentences?
Esha asmakam adhyapika rama. Esha asman samskritam
pathayati. One more sentence.
Sa katham shravayati.
Samyak. So esha asmakam adhyapika rama. So basically saying our teacher name is Rama. And then Esha Asman Sanskritam Patayati. So she teaches our Sanskritam. Asman would be I'll check. Hold
on. Does it mean us? Teaches us.
Asman.
Should be Shashti Vibhakti?
Is it Shashti Vibhakti?
Currently or present?
Dvitiya Vibhakti, I think.
Third Vibhakti.
Asman Bahuvachanam. Of Vayam. So Bahuvachanam. Okay, I'll see that. Okay, Esha Asman Sanskritam Patayati. So she teaches our Sanskritam. She teaches Sanskritam. Bahuvachanam of Vayam, Dvitiya Vibhakti, I think. So Sanskritam. So Sanskritam here is Dvitiya Vibhakti, and then Patayati. She teaches our Sanskritam. And then Sa Katham Shravayati. Shravayati means to narrate or recite.
Listen.
Makes us listen.
Listen is Srinoti. Shravayati. So yeah, same thing like Patati and Patayati. So Srinoti and Shravayati.
Somewhere. Makes us listen, right?
Makes us. Yep. Riya Bhagini. Sa Kam Pat. Sa kam shravayati.
Wait, I didn't understand. Can you repeat?
Sa kam shravayati.
Wait, I forgot what shravayati is.
Shravayati is narrate. So look at the last sentence. Narrate or recite or make us listen. Sa kam shravayati. Kam is Trilingam.
Yeah.
Of Ka. So Sa Katham Shravayati.
Yeah. Sa Kam Shravayati.
Katha is Trilingam, right? So Sa Kam Shravayati. Jairam Maude, can you stay on mute, please?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Sa katham shravayati.
Yeah, sa katham shravayati.
So, the kam is referring to the katham.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Samyak. Venkat Modya, can you read the next three sentences?
Patryopakaranani darshayati subhashitani vachayati gaitani api gayati.
Samyak, can you read the
Sambhashanam api bodhayati.
Samyak. सम्यक् महोदय. सो पाठ्योपकरणानि दर्शयति. सो इट्स् बेसिकलि पाठं प्लस् उपकरणानि इति पाठः प्लस् वेङ्कटमहोदय सो पाठः प्लस् उपकरणानि रिजिस् combined it and they made pathyopakaranani. So upakaranam means equipment, so things for learning. Dashayati, to show. Subhashitani vachayati. Geetani api gayati. Sambhashanam api bodhayati. So all of these, they would also be dvitiya vibhakti. because it's not written there, but it would be sa patyopakaranani darshayati, sa subhashitani vachayati, sa geetani api gayati, and so on. So sa would be the kartrupadam, and then the object in the middle, even though is bahuvachanam, that would be the karma padam and dvitiya bhakti, and then we have the kriya padani. Okay,
so what is the difference between this darshati and darshayati, or for example gayati? I mean, is it different from the present tense, or what sort of
see shows? And shows sees and shows. Darshati, darshayati, darshati sees, darshayati shows.
Yep.
Darshati is to see, and darshayati is to make someone see.
Yeah, like patati and pathayati.
So how do you say the Uttama Purusha for darshayati?
Darshayami?
So that would be the same as darshayami.
Darshati, darshami.
Darshati, darshami, and this is darshayami. Okay.
Yeah. Aham darshayami. So aham darshayami means I show. Yep.
Okay. So is there a special lakara for this, or is there something?
No, I never looked into it, but probably there could be something.
Okay.
But it's very simple. Patati, patayati. Just another way we can say the verbs.
Okay, so
patati is to read, and the patayati is to
show. Make them show or something, that should be like patatu or darshayatu or something, darshatu or something. I mean, that is your commanding or...
Darshayatu means you show. But darshayatu...
You're telling that person to show.
Yeah, darshayatu, like show. Show me your patam darshayatu.
Command.
Yeah. That would be lot lakaraha.
Okay. So this, can you repeat what darshayati is again, so that I can use it?
Darshayati means to show.
Can I tell something?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah, darshayati is a causal form of pashya. So when I have to say aham pashyami, I have seen, but I am showing something, let me use darsha. So pashya becomes darsha. This is a rare case. Normally, shruna becomes shravayati, patha becomes pathayati. But in this case, pashya becomes darsha. Like,
no, darshati becomes darshayati, not pashyati. Darshati becomes
darshayati. Pashyati, I have to look into it. I never really studied that. But pashyati means to see. I don't know if darshati is even a word, but I know darshayati means to show. Maybe darshanam karoti.
So just to clarify what Pratima Bhagini said, so it means that not all words have this sort of a variation. For those that don't have this variation, will that be same as like patati, or like, for example, likati? For likati, you don't say likayati, right? I mean, I'm just saying to make them write or whatever, right? I mean, for example, for
likati, lekayati.
Oh, lekayati, okay. So
there, yes, it becomes lekayati.
Okay.
Nick. So I have to look at that too. Very interesting. Good question. Okay. So, M.V. Rao Mahodaya?
Yes. Asmakam Ganitadhyapakaha
Uttamataya.
Asmakam Ganitadhyapakaha Uttamataya Ganitam Bodhayati. Saha Uttarakathanartham Asman Prerayati. Vinoda Kanikaha Uttva Sarvan Hashayati.
Samyak. So asmakam, it would be vayam in Shashti Bhakti, our math teacher, Uttamataya, in a very good way, he teaches math or
Bodhayati. Ganitam is Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Yes, Ganitam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Kam Bodhayati, Ganitam Bodhayati. And then, Saha Uttarakathanartham Asman Prerayati. So because of his very good, interesting stories, we become interested. Prerayati means to
encourage us.
Yeah, encourage.
Prerayati is motivate.
How to reply.
Inspire?
Motivate.
Not
motivate.
Inspire is like...
Encourage us to reply.
Motivate?
Yeah, we're just... Yeah, I guess motivate. Insight, urge, something like that. Okay. And then last sentence, Vinoda Kanikaha Utva Sarvan Hasayati. Hasati, and then we have another case, Hasayati. So Hasati is to laugh, when Hasayati means to make us laugh. Yep. So, hold on. Vinoda Kanikaha means jokes. More than one joke. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he makes us laugh with the joke. Samyak. Narasimha Mahodaya, can you read the next three sentences?
Yeah. Vayam vidyalaya arambha samaye prarthana shalo
slokan
prarthana slokan vadamaha tataha प्रमुखवार्तः शृणुमः अनन्तरं स्वक्ष गच्छामः
सम्यक् सो वयं विद्यालयारम्भसमये सो विद्यालयम् आरम्भसमये आरम्भं समये सो दे पुट् त्री वर्ड्स् टुगेदर् ड्यूरिङ्ग् देट् टैम् महोदय Vidyalayam Arambha Samaye, what Vibhakti would that be?
It is in Saptami Vibhakti.
Samyak. So Vidyalaya Arambha Samaye, Prarthana Shlokan Vadamaha.
Vadamaha.
So Shlokaha is Bahuvachanam. It becomes Shlokan.
Shlokan.
Okay. And then Tataha Pramukha Vataha Shrunumaha. After that, we listen to the leading news or whatever the headlines is. Anantaram, after that, Swakaksham Gachamaha. We go to our own classes. So here, Swakaksham. Kaksha becomes Swakaksham.
Kaksham.
Dvitiya Vibhakti. Chitra Bhagini, can you read the next three lines?
Yep. Sayam panchavadana paryantam vayam pathan pathamaha. Madhyahne bhojana virama samaye patheyam svikurmaha.
Samyak.
Sayam vayam kridamaha.
Samyak. So sayam panchavadana paryantam, until 5 o'clock in the evening, vayam pathan pathamaha. We study our lessons. So pathan is also bahuvachanam, pataha, pathan. द्वितीयविभक्ति बहुवचनं मध्याह्ने भोजनविरामसमये पाथेयं स्वीकुर्मः सो पाथेयं वुड् बि लैक् फुड् ओर् मील्स् ड्यूरिङ्ग् द आफ्टर्नून् टैम् ड्यूरिङ्ग् लञ्च् टैम् वि स्वीकुर्मः मीन्स् टु टेक् सो वि टेक् अवर् मील्स् सायं वयं क्रीडामः ड्यूरिङ्ग् ईवनिङ्ग् टैम् at evening time here sayam is ditya bhakti so sayam vayam kridamah or sayam kale vayam kridamah we play at evening time satima bagini can you do the next three sentences
madhyane bhojana virana samaye Pathayam Sikrumaha. That's over, right?
Yeah, we read that. We're Krida Anandam.
Krida Anandam Dadati. Krida, the games give joy. Shaktim Api Dadati. It gives strength. Anushasanam Bodhayati. Teaches discipline. Parasparam Maitri.
Vardayati. Samyak. So, Krida Anandam Dadati. So, when playing, it gives happiness. So, Anandam Dadati. Kam Dadati Anandam Dadati. Shaktim Api Dadati. Shaktim is... I'm not sure. Would that be Shaktihi? So, if there is Shakti...
Strength. Strength.
Energy.
But I'm not sure if that's Strilingam. If it's Strilingam, it would be Kam Dadati Chattim Dadati Anushasanam Bodhayati. Anushasanam would be obedience. So it teaches discipline or obedience. And then Paraspara Maitri Vardayati. So it helps bring up... the ability to have conversations with other people. Okay? Shanti Bhagini?
Kaya Bhagini?
Mm-hmm.
Sayam is Dvitiya Vibhakti, Sayam Kale is Saptami Vibhakti. So both can be used for Sayam Vayam Kridamaha. Is it correct? Sayam is Dvitiya Vibhakti, Sayam Kale is Saptami Vibhakti. Sayam Vayam Kridamaha, Sayam Kale Vayam Kridamaha. Both are correct?
Sayam, maybe, I think, maybe this one here means like, during the evening, maybe.
So both are correct, Sayam and Sayam Kali.
Yep. Sayankale Vayam Krida Maha would also be good. It would mean at the evening.
During the evening time.
Yeah, during the evening time. We would play. But Sayam maybe it means like at the time of evening we play. When you say at the time of evening, maybe I think it might mean Ditya Bhakti. Okay. Shanti Bhagini, can you finish it?
Yeah. Grihe Vayam Patan Patamaha. In the house, we study the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Patana Uttarani Likamaha. We write the answers to the questions. Shlokan Kantasvi Svi Kurmaha.
Kantasthi Kurmaha.
We learn the slokas by rote. Tataha Swagyanam Vardhayamaha. Swagyanam is the knowledge for ourselves.
We strengthen our knowledge.
Our knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Vayam Uttamaha Chatraha Bhavishyamaha. We will become good students.
samyak. So that's it. Shlokan kantasti kurmaha tat svajnanam vardhayamaha vayam uttamaha chatraha bhavishyamaha. Bhavishyamaha is future tense.
We will become.
Yep, we will become good students. Okay? Any questions for Ditya Bhakti?
Kanta Sri Kurmaha, what is the meaning, Bani?
We memorize. Kanta Sri Kurmaha, we memorize. Any other questions? Okay. Would anyone like to lead our Shanti Mantram? Chitra Bhagini, would you like to lead our Shanti Mantra?
Sure.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Makaschit Dukha Bhagavet Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Dhanyavadaha Bhagini. If you have any questions,
Thank you.
धन्यवादः मिलामः भावना भगिनी अस्ति वा having some issues अस्ति धन्यवादः जयराम महोदय Thank you.